A community is in mourning this week on Western Australia's south coast.
It's going to be a huge shock to such an amazing community. It was a beautiful day.
35-year-old Albany local Daniel Turpin had been spearfishing with family near Michaelmas Island, near the tourist town, when he was attacked by a shark at the weekend. Albany man Graham Pearce watched on when Mr. Turpin was rushed to Albany Marina.
The fishing boat came at speed around into the marina, and were met by police and paramedics there.
Albany Mayor Greg Stocks has paid tribute to Mr. Turpin and says he was a well-respected member of the community.
Oh, the Turpin family's been in Albany for decades, very well known, highly respected, own their own businesses in town. I'm sure the Albany community will wrap their arms around the family. If there's 6 degrees of separation in the world, there's probably 1 degree of separation here in Albany. There'll be someone who knows someone or is connected to the Turpin family.
It's the third shark attack in Australia in the last 4 weeks. On May 16, a 38-year-old Perth man, Stephen Mataboni, was killed in a shark attack when he was spearfishing with friends off Rottnest Island. In late May, 39-year-old spear fisherman Michael Jens died when he was attacked by a shark off the far north Queensland coast. The spate of attacks has led the peak spearfishing body in Australia to call for more regulation of the sport. It's also led to calls to cull shark numbers to protect ocean users. Brian Snell is an Albany commercial fisherman who believes more fatalities are likely in Western Australia if shark populations aren't controlled.
There's more and more white pointers around than there's ever been.
But Dr. Vanessa Perotta, a marine scientist from Macquarie University, has pushed back on those claims. She says it's difficult to determine if numbers are increasing because white pointers, meaning great white sharks, travel across vast distances and it's not possible to physically count them all.
This is obviously a very traumatic time, but also a time where we all need to reflect on the ocean and a time where we need to be informed as well. In my opinion, a shark cull is not informed decision-making.
Dr. Perotta says when spearfishers enter the ocean, it draws the attention of sharks, which comes with risks.
Really, when we talk about trying to provide a silver bullet to people so that they can go in the water and be safe, that's not the reality. This is where we really need more research. And I know I'm a scientist saying we need more research, but really we do in order to make good use of your taxpayer dollar to put in conservation dollars that are more targeted and approach rather than just saying, shutting our eyes and going, yeah, let's just aimlessly kill sharks here and there. It won't be effective.
The WA Fisheries Minister, Jackie Jarvis, has offered condolences to Mr. Turpin's family as well as first responders, but says there's nothing to suggest increased shark activity off the state's coast.